Hello everyone and good evening. Welcome to your learning capsule. So in continuation with my previous learning capsule on 7 habits of highly effective people, I'm going to take you through the first habit of being proactive. So let me share some insights on this habit and how can you inherit this habit. Certain basic principles and values make people more effective. They are integrity, honesty, spirit of service, fairness, courage, encouragement, and most importantly, the can-do attitude that recognizes boundless potential. The persons whose character grows from these classic principles of values is a leader who have mastered him or herself. Remember, these people can inspire and help others. We are in charge. We choose the scripts by which to live our lives. Use this self-awareness to be proactive and take responsibility for your choices. So what distinguishes us as humans from all other animals is our inherent ability to examine our own character. To decide how to view ourselves and our situation and to control our own effectiveness. Put simply, in order to be effective, one must be proactive. So how do reactive people react? They actually take a passive stance. They believe the world is happening to them. They say things like, there's nothing I can do, that's just the way I am. Seems like these people have no passion and have accepted whatever happens. They think the problem is out there, but that thought is the problem. Reactive people feel increasingly victimized and out of control. And proactive people, however, recognize they have responsibility. So let's break this responsibility word into two. Responsibility equals to response and ability, which defines as the ability to choose how you will respond to a given situation. We need to convert reactive tasks into proactive ones. How do we do that? The most important work is the inner work. When you master your interior self, you will master what is outside of you. Many people mistakenly concentrate on production or on making measurable, visible difference in the world outside. They neglect production capabilities, the source of power that makes production possible. In order to be proactive, we must focus on circle of influence that lies within our circle of concern. In other words, we must work on things we can do something about. So habit one, being proactive, is deeply connected with you being free, because you can determine how you respond to circumstances. Highly effective people take the initiative. They are proactive. They don't impose limits on themselves that prevent them from acting. They recognize that they have the freedom to determine the kind of character they will have, because they can decide how they will act. They may not be able to control their circumstances, but they can decide whether to use those circumstances or to be abused by them. This is what we are talking about, being proactive. I hope you enjoyed the learning. Thank you very much. And in my next capsule, I will be talking about habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Thank you very much and have a good day. Hello everyone and good evening. Welcome to your learning capsule. So in my last podcast, I spoke about the habit one, being proactive. Now I'm going to take you through habit two, begin with the end in mind. So let me share some details what Mr. Covey, author of the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, talks about in this habit. Habit number two, Begin with the end in mind is about knowing your purpose and what you're trying to achieve. Habit 2 is based on imagination, the ability to vision in your mind what you cannot at presently see with your eyes. The idea behind with the end in mind is based on the principle that all things are created twice. There is a mental creation and then there is a physical creation. If you don't make conscious effort to visualize who you are and what you want in life, then you empower other people and circumstances to shape you and your life by default. Did you know many authors write the endings of the book first before they get going with the beginning? This habit is something like that. Beginning with the end in mind is also like keeping you from bad behaviors, as you keep your eyes on the prize and not lose focus. Why is this habit important? It may sound obvious, but if you don't have an end goal in mind, how are you going to get there? How can you know whether you have succeeded or failed or even reached somewhere in between? If you know what you're aiming for, knowing your end goal can give you continued motivation you need to achieve success. Let me give you some examples. For weight loss, if you want to lose weight, find a picture of yourself from thinner days and use it as inspiration. Or buy an outfit that you want to be able to fit into one day. If you have always been overweight, imagine what you would look like thinner and think about what it would be like to reach that weight. Or think like an architect, where he first makes a blueprint and then the building follows. How do we develop this habit? First, begin by drafting a personal mission statement that outlines your goals and describes the kind of person you want to be. Think carefully about this mission statement. Examine yourself and decide what you need to change and what you want to become and what you want to achieve. Keeping the commitment and keep reminding yourself of the end goal you are working towards. Lastly, remember, your mission statement makes you the leader of your own life. You create your destiny and work towards securing and achieving it. So I hope I was able to explain how you can apply habit 2. Thank you very much. And in my next capsule, I will be talking about habit number 3, put first things first. Thank you and have a good day.